beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. We're kicking ass and chewing bubblegum here on Planet Vrolok, Psionics and Magic Tech Podcast. I am your not-so-humble host, Air Doctor Von Vrolok, master of the Phantom Frequency and the Psionic Arts. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's podcast is Psionics for Strategic Partnering. Well, where we left off in the previous episode of Mind Money, in my latest epic blockbuster, Psionic Billionaire, is the realization that you have the power to influence the movement of huge monies and global currencies with the power of your mind. So I kind of dabbled into how success begins with meeting like minds and hinted at partnerships. Therefore, I am going to pick up on that note and share with my listeners tonight some secrets into using psionics for successful and strategic business partnering relationships, and how to use magic to make good friends who can share a prosperous quality of living and lifestyle with you. So without further ado, let us begin. There's an old saying that it isn't what you know, but rather who you know. I believe that this proverb still holds true today, regardless of all the technical advantages that any one man can have access to in order to run a business, make trades and investments, and essentially bring in money via the advancements of technology. There's no escaping it. You need good friends, and to make associations with people in the industry of your interest. Now, as a matter of course, there exists plenty of opportunity to find people with shared interest across various social media platforms. Yet we are sort of limited by our means of reaching people, aren't we? For instance, I can get onto my Linux terminal and search through the various forums for key topics, or I can load my favorite SNS from my Droid or iOS device, my phone, and basically search through profiles for certain keywords, maybe even go so far as to scan through who other people are following. Yet there really isn't much good that comes of skimming over keywords and phrases and avatars and selfies here and there of other people. The quest is limited to the surface of formalities. Let me say that again. This quest is limited to the surface of formalities, the general statements or virtue signaling that really is less than skin deep. If I really want to know much more about some folks I'm interested in, then I will scan the net to see if that individual has a video platform such as YouTube or BitChute, perhaps Vimeo. And more often than not, I am going to make connections much more readily if the individual has a podcast, or maybe if he or she has taken the time to author a book or two. Having done all of this, I still can't be certain that I'd like to pursue any kind of association with the digital personality of someone on the web. Given the rise of COVID and social distancing, the idea of gathering for events and then taking chances in a room or a hall full of strangers isn't a good prospect either. Well then, what do we have to fall back on after exhausting all these possible means of discerning prospective associations? LinkedIn? Yes, well, that's that. There's that too, but again, everyone on platforms intended to generate jobs or contracts is going to beat their drum and possibly even tell a few white lies to stand out from their competition. And that is a key word there. That competition is not quite what we are looking for to begin with. What we are seeking in other people is a likeness, insofar as possibly one day sharing a vision, providing a good cheer when we succeed and when they succeed, and perhaps lending insights and receiving critique in turn. Thus, competition is an arena outside the scope of making associates, partners, and possibly some good friends along the way. So, where this leaves us is in a rather uncertain and gray area for finding prospective and strategic business partnering relationships, ideal colleagues, and hopefully some long-term or lifelong friendships which lead to prosperity in a shared and harmonious venture through life, work, and of course, let us not forget, play. Yes. Well, don't feel so glum. We are, after all, psionicists, and for us, it isn't as if we can simply walk into a big commercial real estate seminar and say, "Hail Verloc, master of the phantom frequency and the psionic arts." Laughing my ass off, right? So we have to do some homework, yes, but also grab leads from the invisible intelligence of the universe to find the right path for finding quality relations with other people. This leaves us with a few possibilities for conjuring up a plan for success, namely dowsing, divination, radionics, rune casting, and some powerful, powerful psychometric infusion operations with the miraculous prayer board. Might as well add some fantastic facilitation servitors to the task at hand as well. So if you haven't already listened to my audiobook, Fantastic Facilitators, this is an audiobook which will save you a whole lot of struggle with magic further down the road to investing in any kind of relationship. Plus, facilitators can help smooth out the cracks in your plans. Yes, there's that too. All too often, we come to conclusions based on conscious, albeit subjective reasoning, folks, and cognitive calculation, sure. Yet, there is a lot to be said for an entity which can work in and out and around the strings of space-time. Fantastic facilitators. All of this having been said, my proposal to all my listeners tonight is to try this plan. So, lean closely and lend me your ears. Build for yourself a focus on a few characteristics you'd like to find in that would-be somebody out there in the infinite web of weird, as it was once called. As a matter of course, the people available to you are not, well, not exactly infinite in grand totality, but it is the cosmic order, the matrix world, which is full of opportunity that you will be working with, to be more exact. So these qualities, with these qualities that you will write down, select two or maybe three that you absolutely must have in a business relationship or a prospect for quality friendship. Either way, the basis of this operation, its foundation building is generally the same. Create a hashtag to represent your desired projections of this ultimate bond or contract with such persons. Now, as a matter of course, this is something you'll really have to put your thinking cap on for. Fortunately, however, if you utilize my dynamic dowsing disclosure materials, the process of asking the pendulum for an ideal hashtag will be that much simpler than opposed to scraping ideas out of your psionic helmet. Now, with this hashtag, you may not necessarily post this anywhere online, not yet, though you may eventually release this as a means of casting your spell, your digital spell, albeit, across SNS platforms and the World Wide Web. Yet for the beginning, keep this key phrase or string of characters for your own magical benefit and uses. As Gandalf said in The Lord of the Rings, keep it secret, keep it safe, at least for now. Furthermore, you will need to splice some of the characteristics for this person, or perhaps even a group of people you wish to attract to you, or your online profile. These characteristics can be drawn from very specific attributes from a variety of archetypes, geographic and demographic templates. However, I recommend that you draw these attributes either from a series of staves, power glyphs, or even from spirit sigils from the various grimoires on the web, or from a good book of sigils and pentacles in your magical laboratory. To understand the process of splicing attributes, please read my book, Psionic Splicing. I did take some time to write this book, and it's only $29.99. There is even a section in this book for my secret of tethering rates across machines, platforms, consoles, and even operations for collaborating with partners in radionics operations. Let us assume for now that you are incredibly new to the psionic arts. Well, so begin by taking the attributes and characteristics you wrote down earlier, and set these three attributes down now onto two or three separate pieces of paper. If you must write them down again, do so now. Using your yes-no chart, ask if the individual or the group that you're interested in possesses the first characteristic or that attribute. If the answer is yes, then ask the percentile chart to what degree does this person or group, is it comprised? That would make more sense. Yep. I do speak English. Is it comprised of this attribute or characteristic? So essentially, you want to know to what percentage. Then move on to the next attribute, and then on to the third. And what you will have accomplished here is a set of quantifiers for that person or group to be compared with other subjects you will consider for anything from joint ventures to full partnerships or long-term colleagueship, including friendships. The charts and skill set you need is, as a matter of course, in my dynamic dowsing disclosure multimedia package, which may download tonight. You may also compare each individual or group via your secret hashtag formulation. Oh yes, here's a secret. Lay the hashtag on a table. Then place a picture of the person on top of this hashtag, holding your pendulum over this arrangement, or using your stick pad to interrogate the witness against the value nested in your magic hashtag. Ask if this is a good connection. A positive swing means go. A negative means hell no. And it's simple as that, really. As for percentiles, anything 30% or above is usually a good indicator of possessing to a strong degree those qualities which you are interested in. This about wraps it up for tonight's podcast, but don't despair, I'll be back again sometime this week. We will dive into more depth for our club members, of course, so do join the club at vrilog.club. And for our podcast listeners, I will carry on the conversation in this next podcast, where we really dive into mind money and the powers of the uber occult and super psionics. Thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Vrilok Psionics Podcast. And until next time, as always, always, keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.